This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump spoke before the 74th United Nations General Assembly today. He first talked about the accomplishments of his administration, but moved quickly to criticism of U.S. trade rival China.
Not only has China declined to adopt promised reforms, it has embraced an economic model dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, product dumping, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property.
Trump also called on Chinese President Xi Jinping to restrain his government in the battle for power in Hong Kong. Addressing other issues, President Trump called on other nations to oppose what he characterized as Iran's destructive behavior.
All nations have a duty to act. No responsible government should subsidize Iran's bloodlust.
In a joint statement issued Monday, Britain, France, and Germany declared that Iran is responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil facilities. They joined the United States, which has instituted new economic sanctions against Iran in response. Media reports say U.S. President Donald Trump told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call with the country's new president. Trump is said to have pushed for an investigation into leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, who served for years on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. Reports from the Associated Press, Washington Post, and New York Times have all cited multiple senior administration officials saying Trump froze the funding and that the order was communicated to the State Department and the Pentagon, with the explanation that he was looking into whether the money needed to be spent. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, this is VOA News.
This unequivocal unanimous